Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, I tried to remain unbiased and protect my fellow Irishman by saying that it was not on to discriminate against Irishmen and the entry bestowed upon them to theme parks and the prejudices involved. In the end, it just ended up being a bit more of a hypothetical hate piece on a hypothetical Siobhan O'Shaughnessy. If that didn't make any sense, don't worry. That's perfectly normal. I'm the weird one here. Yes, we also talked about Hooters, how it used to be an airline. Restaurant and airline combining for one massive conglomerate. Cool. Dare to dream. We spoke about the community that think Michael Jackson has been reincarnated into one of the tree branches. But first things first, good news, I think. Depending on which way you look at it, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I don't know about you, but brushing twice a day won't necessarily make your teeth whiter, dentist says.
The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
Dentists have said that brushing your teeth twice a day won't improve the colour of your teeth. So this is quite groundbreaking news because I've been a twice-a-day brusher for the last 31 years and I've been scrubbing away for a while, hoping to just keep these pearly whites in order. And over the time, whether it be coffee, the occasional cigarette, all sorts of things, they've taken on a tinge of gold. And that disappoints me. And scrub as I will, scrub as I might. Thought I was doing some good gear to try and bring them back to that whitey shine that you see in Colgate adverts all across the country, to no avail. And this is what she had to say.
As a dentist, we really recommend brushing your teeth twice a day to improve the health of your mouth, but it doesn't necessarily change the shade or the colour of your teeth.
So that's disappointing because I'm a very shallow man and I really couldn't care less about the health of my mouth. I just want it to look good from a distance. I want women to swoon over my white teeth. I want to light the way. I want to know that if there's a power outage, I can just go and beam my smile, powering a whole city. I want those white gnashes. Doesn't matter if you brush twice a day. This was in response to a TikTok video done by the guys at Spotlight Oral Care, who said simply brushing your teeth once a day doesn't guarantee any improvement in the shade of your gnashes. There's a real dental TikTok war going on. Either way, they're not getting whiter. So once or twice a day, it doesn't seem to matter. So I'm probably at a crossroads in my life where I'm thinking, well, if it doesn't matter if I'm brushing them twice a day, if that second brush of the day isn't doing anything for me white-wise, why don't I just stick to once a day? And I'd love to know on 133353, are you not brushing your teeth twice a day? The great magic about this question is that it may be one, it may be three times a day. Maybe the third brush is the white zone. Maybe if you do it at lunchtime, all of a sudden you might have the white gnashes. I'd like to do a little bit of a toothbrush audit on 133353. If the answer to the question, how many times are you brushing per day, is not two, give us a call. And I'm not going to judge anyone who's a one-brush man. One of my best mates, he only brushed his teeth in the morning. And we thought for years, oh, God, you're the scum of the earth, aren't you? Like, God, no wonder you've got a dead tooth and your teeth are so yellow. But come to think of it, he drank a lot of coffee and he smoked a lot of cigarettes. So I think that's what's probably caused the yellow teeth, not his once a day. And the more I read this and the more I listen to the videos and the more I read the online comments, I'm thinking about changing to a one-brush-a-day kind of guy because that second brush in the evening always seemed a little pointless to me as a 31-year-old singleton. I mean, I'm just going to bed. Second I wake up, I brush my teeth again. How are they getting so dirty? How's the mouth so smelly overnight? What's going on in there when I'm asleep? Maybe there are people that don't brush at all, but they make sure that they're flossing thrice daily. Maybe we just have someone out there who's sponsored by Listerine and mouth washes his mouth five times a day. Hasn't touched a brush in years. I'd be very keen to know if anyone is not brushing twice a day. Plenty of ways you can skin this cat. 133353, bit of dental health, bit of oral care. Greg, Sydney.
How you going, Danny?
Good, thank you. How many times are you or are you not brushing per day?
Well, I do once a day, and I also use, if you want white teeth, is the whitener toothpaste.
Great.
That's actually a really thing. Well, but my thing is my wife, she brushes, well, maybe once a week or maybe once a month, and she has no problems with her teeth whatsoever. And here's me brushing every day, trying to keep clean everything, and I have bottom and top dentures.
Wow. And not to create too many cavity conspiracies here, but it seems the less you brush, the healthier your teeth, the more beautiful they are.
For my wife.
Yes. So I love this because you're on the receiving end of this as well. It's all well and good for someone to call on. I only brush my teeth once a week. Come at me. Nothing wet. It doesn't even matter. But you're on the receiving end of this once a week brush and the once a week breath. And you can account for the breath. There's nothing wrong with the breath either.
Well, it gets a bit of a doggy breath, but we won't go there.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, that opens up a whole new pigeonhole. Why does she
love
only...
that, don't worry.
Oh, of course, you've got to love your wife, no matter how many times she brushes her teeth per week. But why does then she only brush once a week if she's experiencing doggy breath?
I have no idea. I keep saying, well, you need to brush them, so she just does whatever she does, and I don't have to hear it, and I'm quite a happy man.
Yeah, great. And her body, her choice. Ain't no man going to tell her how often she needs to brush her teeth. Great. I love that. Anthony in Newcastle, are you brushing your teeth?
Zero.
Zero. No, nothing. No, it's a big conspiracy created by Big Colgate, and I refuse to be a part of it. Fantastic. Yeah. So what, literally zero times per year?
I brushed them yesterday morning because I was going to the dentist.
Oh, okay. Well, topical for you. Highly coincidental that Anthony has got his dental trip.
I do it for her. She's working in my mouth,
yeah,
so I make it clean for her.
Yeah, respect.
But I hadn't seen her for 5 years. I wear a dental plate to stop myself grinding my teeth at night.
Yes.
So that's why I go to every 5 years to get a new plate.
Mm.
Yeah. And she checked them out, and I said, what's it like? She said, remarkable.
Wow.
I said, really? She said, yeah, you're still not brushing your teeth, are you? I said, no.
a dentist always knows. She can always tell.
And since I've worn this plate, the plaque has gone down massively.
And
I asked her about the colour, and she said it's got nothing to do with brushing your teeth.
No, we're learning that. And much like Gregory's wife and her doggy breath, what is your experience with the breath?
Oh, look, I'm aware of my breath. Yeah. So if I know I'm going to be in close proximity to people where it might be offensive, I usually chew on a few extras.
Mm, of course.
But I asked her about cavities as well. She said, well, some people have really good, strong teeth.
Yeah.
Some people don't. And there's also people that have very acidic saliva, and some people don't. She said, you're really lucky. You've got really strong teeth and not very acidic saliva. She said, so you win-win.
Yeah, it is. And natural genes, the perfect mouth. Why brush the perfect mouth? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's more of a chewer, of course. He's not a madman. He's aware of his breath, like many enlightened yogis are. Be aware of the breath, they say. And Anthony's got that in spades. Look, the more I hear these stories, the more I'm thinking I'll never pick up a toothbrush again. I did have a lot of cheddar cheese, Merseyside Valley, to be specific, earlier on today. So that's my only conflicting thing holding me back at the moment. Nathan, hello.
G'day, Danny. How are you?
Good, thank you. Could you just breathe into your phone for a second and I'll have a sniff from the microphone?
Mate, no worries.
Yep, smells great. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, mate, well... I'll tell you, like, well, I vary, you know, because if I'm lazy, sometimes I don't go for a day or whatever, but I try to stick to two. But I've got a perfect solution for you, mate, because when I had a crown, when you go to the dentist and you have a crown, they give you that bleach stuff that's in a syringe.
Yes.
And they make a little mouth guard for you, and they do it so that your crown matches all your teeth.
Yes.
Right? So if you go to a dentist and just get that the bleach stuff in a syringe, and you can even do it with just a mouth guard you get for footy or something, and just put it in there, and once every few months, and your teeth will be white as, mate.
Yeah, great.
But not game show host white, you know what I mean? You don't want it to look cheesy like that, you know? So.
You don't want to go Andrew O'Keefe on the smile or Larry Emde. You don't want anything of that. I just want something that's not too noticeable. It's going to be great. Look, this is all magnificent advice. I think we've all learned something today. I think we could all probably brush a little less.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
You've seen things before where people will make a big racket and contact their local news company because maybe they've seen the Mother Mary in a grilled cheese toastie, or they might have seen Mother Teresa in a stained window on a foggy morning. So those things happen all the time. Well, there's been a new big discovery.
Like the Virgin Grilled Mary, or Jesus himself, A Stockton family thinks that they've got a spiritual image staring right at them from their own front yard.
I got goosebumps.
Wow, goosebumps, spiritual image, own front yard. Stockton, one of the biggest cities in the world that I've never heard of. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, don't keep us waiting. Who is it? God himself implanted on the lawn, the Queen of England's face on an autumn leaf. What can you see?
See Michael Jackson in the tree stump.
Oh, of course. Yes. Nice. All these years on, Michael Jackson lives again in a tree stump.
See Michael Jackson in the tree stump.
In a Stockton tree stump, of course. If you think back, one of Michael's most famous places to ever go was a tree in Stockton. That was where he spent most of his time.
See Michael Jackson in the tree stump.
The news crew obviously rock up there. There's a bit of a hullabaloo going on. There's at least 7 or 8 people staring at Michael Jackson in the tree stump.
See Michael Jackson in the tree stump.
And they obviously go to the most credible witness out of the 7 or 8 people there. Oh, yeah, let's just ask this 8-year-old girl. She'll do.
I think it's, like, really Michael right there.
I don't think that's Michael, yeah. Oh, credible. Nice. Of course you do, because your imagination wanders. I like that the journalist has rocked up. He's seen it. He's like, oh, I don't really agree. I mean, I've seen it. It doesn't look that much like Michael Jackson in the tree stump, to be honest. 7 or 8 people there. It's pretty much just small children and very overweight mothers. The journalist is thinking, God Christ, I'm not going to report on this like it's actually Michael Jackson. I need to be fair to all the witnesses there, but I also need to make sure that I make it clear that I don't agree it's Michael Jackson. And yeah, What if I break the fourth wall and maybe incorporate some music into my journalism?
An image of the late King of Pop popping right out of this birch tree stump? I'm standing with the man in the tree.
You don't see it enough in mainstream news TV anymore. Journalists trying to mold in their scripts with some music relating to the subject. He asks a valid question. I mean, the elephant in the room. Why would Michael Jackson choose the Stockton tree stump?
So why Stockton? Why now? And why a tree stump?
Michael Jackson meant more to us than maybe Jesus did to some people. I think they're both about even. They're both icons.
Well, that's a big call. I wouldn't have gone that far. I mean, MJ's big, but I think Jesus has him slightly covered. I think there's a couple more Jesus fans in the world than MJ. I mean, if the rumors are true, I think Jesus probably did a couple more things that were a bit more miraculous than the King of Pop. I wouldn't put them even. I wouldn't put them in the same ball. But I mean, I can't think of anything that the Catholic Church and MJ have in common, to be honest. Back to the fourth wall, though, with the journalist. He's not done with his little music bits.
But even at the right distance, if you don't see it...
What is he doing? Oh, Jeremy, he's just fed up. He's had enough. He's ready for a promotion. And Michael Jackson, Jesus, whoever it is, it's spiritual, all right. Michael Jackson's tree stump face. I did not know this. Hooters launched an airline that went bust after 3 years. Never heard about this. Skipped my radar. You may or may not remember that Hooters, which is better known for its scantily clad waitresses than its food, launched an air service back in 2003. Looking like America's answer to Tiger Airways, Hooters Air promised low prices on all of its journeys, not to mention at least 2 Hooters girls to serve passengers on every flight. Well, it started off well, apparently. The airline soon went downhill, though, and in 3 years it became a $40 million failure. Oh, dear. Look, honestly, I'm not making this up. This is an advert of Hooters Air.
Hooters Air, Myrtle Beach, 2 hours takeoff to tea time. Nassau, fun sun entertainment. Fort Myers, year-round Florida beaches. Fares from $99. Convenient morning departures and evening returns. No advance purchase. No Saturday night stay. Hooters girls on every flight. All leather seats with extra legroom. Easy to buy, fun to fly. Don't wait. Fly today. Log on to HootersAir.com or call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters Air puts the fun back into flying.
Yeah. 1-800-FLY-HOOT. God, I missed that. Wish the Hooters girls were still around today on the airlines. Former Hooters pilot told the publication there was a lot of intrigue about this airline, not because of what was happening on the inside, but more so what people perceived from the outside. Whilst every flight featured 2 Hooters girls, it also featured a certified flight attendant. Oh, boo. Imagine playing second fiddle to that. That'd be annoying, wouldn't it? Here you go, sir. Here's the beef and the lamb that you requested. Move out the way. I'm looking at the Hooters girls. Oh, what? I know playing second fiddle quite well. I was a radio host up in Townsville for a while, and we had to present this award at the local Townsville horse races. And it just so happened that that day, Queensland origin rugby league legend slash immortal Billy Slater and I were introducing the award down at the horse track. And for some reason, the MC thought it'd be good for them to introduce Billy Slater onto the stage first, and then Danny Lakey. Everyone's going nuts for Billy. Hey, Billy, Billy, Billy. And then the MC sort of realised what he does. Like, oh, no, I've created a monster here. Oh, and local Star 106.3 radio host Danny Lakey. Boo. Boo. Always introduce the shit person first, MC. Look, I know what it's like playing second fiddle. Unfortunately, that's what the air hostesses on Hooters Air had to play as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking, and on behalf of Hooters Air, we'd like to welcome you on board flight H069. Flight time today is approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes. On board today are Hooters girls Lara and Brittany. Both girls have over 6 months waitressing experience, love pool parties and Chanel handbags. Our head flight attendant today is Barbara. She's got over 19 years flying experience as an air stewardess and enjoys reading and French film. In case of emergency, please note your nearest exit that Barbara is pointing out to you now. Oxygen masks will fall from the ceiling above your head, and your flotation devices are, as you can see, attached to the front of Lara and Brittany.
Story from overseas.
On the other side of the ocean.
Secret blacklist at theme park prevented people with Irish surnames from booking. You can't discriminate. You can't be discriminated against the Irish of all people. Outrage over anti-traveller list of undesirable guests that was sent to booking operators. God, it would cause some outrage. I'm outraged just reading about it, let alone if I was Irish. I think I'm a quarter Irish, actually. Yeah, a Celt. A Celt. A blacklist circulated by the holiday park operator Pontins, telling its staff not to book accommodation for people with Irish surnames, has been described as completely unacceptable. Is this because there's been a couple too many Irish bucks parties at Pontins, perhaps? It doesn't sound like a hate crime to me. This just sounds like, oh, God, we're not going to have the O'Shaughnessys again this summer. No, no, no. Seamus O'Shaughnessy caused too much damage last year. He is not welcome back. You can't do a blanket rule for all the Irish. The list of undesirable guests was sent to bookie operators who were told, we do not want these guests on our parks. It said, please watch out for any of the following names. And a big old list. The list which included names such as Carney, Boylan, McGuinness. Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? McGuinness. I feel there are at least 28 Irish pubs called McGuinness. And O'Mahony. O'Mahony! PJ Mahoney's. Yeah, O'Mahony's a good one as well. Love a good Irish name. And I know I said a couple of weeks ago that I love a good Greek name. And I know I said a few days after that I love a good Italian name. But I really do love an Irish name. An Irish name is where it's at. Great names. Always mooks and o's all over the place. It was an example of anti-traveller discrimination. The document had a picture of a wizard holding up a wand and staff declaring,
you shall not pass!
I love that they're trying to take the edge off an Irish band list by just putting a photo of a wizard saying, you shall not pass, on the spreadsheet to try and make it a little less toxic. A whistleblower. Oh, I love a whistleblower who approached the Equality and Human Rights Commission with the policy also revealed the firm had been monitoring calls with its contact centre and refusing bookies made by people with an Irish accent or surname and was using its commercial vehicles policy to exclude gypsies as well. Oh. Haven't the gypsies been through enough? I mean, I can maybe let it slide that you banned Seamus O'Shaughnessy and his raucous bucks weekend from the theme park, but not the gypsies. Anything but the gypsies. 133353. I'd love to know if you've got a great Irish name.
Well, have you got a really, really, really awesome Irish name? Is it Little Innigan or Finnegan or Dennegan or something with an O in front of it or something like that?
Yeah, 133353. Do you have a Irish name? Do you know a great Irish name? Do you work with an Irishman? I know the calls went bang hot for the Greek names a couple of weeks ago and the Italian names. I don't know if the Irish community warms to this show like some of our more Mediterranean cousins. But if you do know an Irish name or you've got an Irish name, 133353, here are some examples. Percy McFinnegan.
You shall not pass!
If I ever own a theme park, Percy McFinnegan will not be allowed. Derry O'Sullivan. Yeah, you can come in. Siobhan O'Shaughnessy, though.
shall not pass!
I think you're of kin to Seamus O'Shaughnessy. Bono O'Connor. He can come. Sheila O'Doherty. That'd be a bit of fun. Owen O'Farrell. Now, the jury's still out on whether Owen O'Farrell is allowed at my theme park.
You shall not pass!
133353. Irish names. God, I love them. Apart from Siobhan O'Shaughnessy. You've got to watch out for Siobhan O'Shaughnessy. Can we please block any calls? If Siobhan O'Shaughnessy calls through, which is Mick, please don't put her through. She's too much trouble, Siobhan O'Shaughnessy. Oh. Do you have a kick-ass Irish name? 133353. Amanda, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Ah, yeah, good. Slightly disappointed that you don't have one of those Irish twangs. Have you grown out of your Irish twang?
No, I'm a first-generation Australian.
Oh.
Which is an absolute bugger for tracing my family history when they're all Murphys born in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's one of the great struggles. I mean, there are a few positives to being out here. We're girt by sea. That's always fun. But, yeah, trying to trace back. You're not friends with Siobhan O'Shaughnessy, are you?
Oh, I haven't seen her since high school.
Oh, good, good, because we'd have to cut allegiances with you, toot sweet. So, I mean, apart from...
Would you like me to let her know on Facebook?
Please do.
That she should not ring in?
Please, please, please send horrible messages to Siobhan O'Shaughnessy on Facebook.
Anything for you, Danny.
Thank you, my Irish compadre. Now, what is the full name? Your name's Amanda, which is a great name, yeah. But if we get the rest of it, is there a tinge of Irish in it?
My middle name is Erin.
Oh, yeah, very Irish.
Yes, and the surname is Murphy.
Oh.
You shall not pass!
Amanda Erin Murphy. That's not bad. Catholic? Protestant?
A complete mixture by now.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
Celtic?
Is that
Scottish or is that Irish? Is that a thing?
Look, I have a lot of both in me.
Wow.
I'm apparently 50% Scottish according to my DNA and only 33% Irish.
33% Irish, all right. Will you eat your potatoes, young Amanda Erin Murphy? Paul in Newport, hello.
Hello. Hey, Danny.
You got an Irish mum.
Back again. Yeah, my mum is Christine Mullen. Her father is Bernie Mullen, and he knows plenty of Irish songs. He owns pubs all through Ireland.
Yeah, I've heard of the Mullins and their legacy that they've left. It's a big fan, a big Irish family.
Do you want to hear one of my songs?
Oh.
I'm a lady shaking fan, Tipperary I was born, and I left the line and one fine morning to go love. Corn. Hello, the girls were dancing, and dancing they will be. Oh, what a bean, oh, on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes!
You shall not pass!
Nice, Paul. Real nice.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, I do like that one. Hey, Siobhan O'Shaughnessy didn't have anything to do with that, though, did she?
My mum taught me that when I was about 4 years old.
Good.
And I never forgot it.
Good. No.
Never forgot it.
As long as you're saying Siobhan O'Shaughnessy didn't have anything to do with it, then I'm a fan.
To be sure.
To be sure, but not of Siobhan O'Shaughnessy. No, you can never be too sure of Siobhan O'Shaughnessy. Thanks, Paul. Darren in Avalon.
How you going?
You've got a nice Irish name?
Yeah, McCarthy Reese.
Was that McCarthy Reese?
Yes.
So McCarthy's the first name?
No, first name's Aaron.
Oh.
McCarthy Reese is my last name.
Ah, hybrid. Nice.
You shall not pass!
Very nice.
Yeah, our family came out here on the first fleet.
Did they really?
Yeah, he got sent out for loitering.
Wow. Gross. The Irish there was a lot of Irish loiterers back in the day, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. And my great-great-great-great-grandfather was a horse racer.
Was he really?
Yeah.
There's always a great story with an Irish. Don't suppose he wasn't he wasn't racing any horses owned by Siobhan O'Shaughnessy, was he?
No.
No, good. All right. Now that that's cleared up. He wasn't friends with Barry O'Flanagan.
No.
No. Right. Not Philip McDonoghue.
No.
Or Craig Flannery.
No.
Or Flynn Dempsey.
No,
good, because I don't think I could have dealt with anyone knowing Flynn Dempsey. I know I cast most of my dispersions over Siobhan O'Shaughnessy, but Flynn Dempsey, he's bad news as well. Oh, can't stand Flynn Dempsey. Danny Lakey. Triple M.